I invite you to join me in a spirit of prayer. Our Lord God, open your scripture to us in this evening of Ash Wednesday as we enter into the season of Lent, a time of reflection and penitence and spiritual as well as moral inventory. Speak to us those things that we need to hear. Open our hearts and our minds and set us on fire to do your work in this world. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. The lesson for this evening comes from the prophet Isaiah. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their transgression, to the house of Jacob their sin. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask me for righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why have we fasted, and thou seest it not? Why have we humbled ourselves, and thou takest no knowledge of it? Behold, in the day of your fast, you seek your own pleasure and oppress all your workers. Behold, you fast only to quarrel and fight and to hit with wicked fist. Fasting like yours this day will not make your voice be heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day for a man to humble himself? Is it to bow down his head like a rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this fast that I choose to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover him, and not to hide yourself from your own flesh? Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, "Here I am." If you take away from the midst of you the yoke, the pointing of the finger, and the speaking wickedness, if you pour yourself out for the hungry and satisfy the desire of the afflicted, then shall your light rise in the darkness and your gloom be as the noonday. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire with good things and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. And you shall raise up the foundation of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. May God add understanding to the reading of that word. Mary Lynn Robinson has been a best-selling author for a number of years. She was educated in her writing abilities at the Iowa Writers' Workshop, world renowned. She won a Pulitzer Prize for her book, Gilead. Her most recent book is a collection of essays that she has written over the years, and it is entitled, When I Was a Child, I Read Books. In that collection of essays, she writes this: "We have given ourselves many lessons in the perils of being half right, yet I doubt we have learned everything. We all know about hubris. We know that pride goeth before the fall. The problem is that we don't recognize pride or hubris in ourselves any more than Job's so-called comforters. It can be so innocuous seeming a thing as confidence that one is right, is competent, is clear-sighted, or confidence that one is pious or pure in one's motives. When the disciples said to Jesus, 'Who then can be saved?' Jesus replied, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.' In the case of, he was speaking of the salvation of the pious rich. This is consistent with Jesus' teachings that the comfortable, the confident, the pious stand in special need of the intervention of grace. Perhaps this is true because they are the most vulnerable to error. Like the rich man who makes the astonishing decision to turn his back on Jesus' invitation to follow him, and therefore upon the salvation that he sought, the words of the prophet Isaiah reminded me of Mary Lynn Robinson's words, her insight into the essence of human nature. We are so quick and easy to see pride in our neighbors, arrogance in the other, but we don't see it in ourselves. In tonight's reading, we hear the anguish of God as Isaiah speaks to the people. Day after day, the people seek me, and they want to know my ways. They want to know what I'm doing. If they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinances of God, they ask of me for righteous judgments, and they delight to draw near to God. And they say, why do we fast? Because God does not see. Why do we humble ourselves? But God doesn't notice. Look, in your fasting, in your sackcloth and ashes, you serve only your own interest on that fast day. You want to make yourself feel good as if you're pious and holy. All the while you oppress your workers. You fast only to quarrel, to fight, and to strike with wicked fists. You point fingers at one another. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose, a day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast acceptable to the Lord? No, this is not a fast. Because the fast that I choose is for you to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free. It is to share your bread with the hungry, to bring the homeless poor into your home. It is to see the naked and to cover them. And it is not to hide yourself from one another or your neighbor. If you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom shall be like noonday sun. And the Lord will guide you and satisfy your needs in parched places. And the Lord will make your bones strong. For you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water that never fails. And your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall rise up the foundations of many future generations. And you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets. You see, the problem that Isaiah's passage confronts us with is this. If tonight we receive the ashes of Lent, and if we receive the elements of the table, and think of ourselves as we leave this time of worship as pious and holy, but we have not been changed on the inside. If our heart is no different than what it was, if we still hold grudges, if we still point fingers, if we still engage in quarreling, if we still judge others but refuse to see the log that's in our own eye, we are like the Corinthians that Paul wrote about in his first letter. We will be eating and drinking damnation unto ourselves, because the sacrament has not become effectual within us. Drawing closer to God is not about observing rituals, nor is it about certain traditions. It is about feeding the hungry, caring for the homeless, meeting the basic needs of the least, the last, and the lost. It is not trying to hide ourselves from the pain of this world behind fortress walls in whichever form they take, be they a sanctuary, a tradition, a home, or a border. It is about being a living light of God's kingdom every day of your life, in the grocery store, on the street, in your neighborhood, in the congregation, in your service club, in your occupation. It is to be the light of God's kingdom here on earth in this world that is so filled with darkness. It is about being a repairer of the breach, a bridge over the broken, about being, truly being, a people of God. As the epistle of 1 Peter said, to be God's peculiar people. To God be the glory, both now and forevermore. Amen.